It's an NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show.
Clippers have swept the Lakers this season. That hasn't happened since the 2015-2016 season. I believe that was Kobe's last one. Yeah, biggest thing that happened in the game last night, AD went down after turning his ankle and then announced that it was back spasms that actually kept him out. I've never seen an ankle sprain so bad that the pain just shoots right up your leg and straight to your back. We'll see if he plays tonight. They got a big game against Portland that it is must win, especially with that 5-6-7 matchup over in the Western Conference. The Mavs needed a win yesterday, and they got it, despite Kyrie Irving dropping 45. The Nets have now lost four straight games. Luka, they got James Harden come back soon. Luka was talking to Ernie last night after the game, and he says he's got to stop complaining to the refs. And I'm glad he recognizes it because he's one of the biggest crybabies in the league right now. The Warriors beat the But the Warriors beat the Thunder yesterday. Steph Curry had 34 in three quarters. Their ending stretch, all at home. And the first two, against Oklahoma City Thunder. About the schedule gods coming down and granting you some good stuff. Oh, by the way, tonight, Knicks and Suns. I know the Suns are a little bit upset about what happened the other night. Also, Nuggets and Jazz. Get your popcorn ready.
So, last night, Brooklyn lost again, and they're looking at third in the East.
Yeah.
They're 4-6. They could have Kyrie and Durant together, but with no Harden, they're 4-6. But Harden said he'll be back before the start of the postseason. These are the play-in games as of right now. You would have Charlotte and Miami. You would have Washington and Indiana. You ready to face Russell Westbrook, who had another triple-double last night? I also think in that game, Westbrook, out of spite, fouled himself out of the game.
I think
to prove a point to the official. It was weird.
Yeah.
Then in the West, you would have Golden State and Portland.
Oh, let's go.
Yes. And then you'd have San Antonio and Memphis.
Okay. I like that matchup, too.
And San Antonio would return to the postseason.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
So the Clippers swept the Lakers in three. Do you trust the Clippers, who are now, third in the West?
If they are healthy.
That's always the but.
Yeah. If they are healthy, they are trustworthy.
What about the Lakers? If they are healthy.
Also trustworthy. But if you get into that play-in game and you're facing a Portland Trailblazers team and Damian Lillard decides to get hot, it's just like college basketball. Hey, you got one game, and Dame was hot.
Hey, speaking of LeBron, where's he at?
Nobody knows.
He has the last two games. He's not playing the night in Portland. They're not medically related.
Yeah, I don't. What is he doing?
He's just not there, Bob.
Is he doing press for Space Jam?
I wonder. Maybe he got the vaccine.
Oh.
And they planned. He was going to get vaccinated, and so they gave him a couple of games off. Not medically related. Now, he was at their shoot-around yesterday before their game, but he's not physically on the bench. Where he has been during his return from his ankle injury, he made the long West or East Coast trip with the Lakers.
Sure did.
I wonder if that's the case. I'm just speculating.
No, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Because even Frank Vogel's answer, just like, last night was great. Where's LeBron? I don't know.
He's just not here?
Not here.
Not here, Bob.
He'll be back with us tomorrow.
This just in from college basketball. The rules committee has spoken. They have recommended officials assess technical fouls to players who fake being fouled. It's the LeBron James rule. I remember watching a Heat game. They were playing the Knicks. This was at 11 or 12. LeBron got tapped in the back by Tyson Chandler, and he got like snipered from the upper deck.
Yeah.
So officials can assess technicals for players who fake being fouled. You will be able to have live stats on the bench area for coaching purposes. They are going to recommend to the NIT that they try out the experimental foul structure where players would be allowed six fouls instead of five. any player called for four personal fouls in one half would be kicked out for the rest of the game.
Awful.
Awful.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even try that. It's an awful rule. Three fouls in the first half. Three. No, get out of here. Oh, that's angry.
The rules committee also has a goal of having fewer stoppages in the game. They have proposed that any timeout called by a team be designated as the media timeout, provided that the media timeout has already been used in that segment. You call,
we can get behind that one.
You call a timeout at 8:05 on the clock. That's the media timeout. All right? We're not then coming back to play 5 seconds, and then we take another timeout. Thank you.
That's perfect.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all of you that joined us this week. We are already to the 7th of May. It'll be the 10th of May when we come back. Where is this time going? Have a great weekend. Take care of mom. Thanks to all the moms out there that have taken care of us. The sporting moms that have hauled us to events when we were younger, that supported us, that are in the stands with us currently. That, you know what? It's great to be a mom, and they're there every single day. Make sure you take care of them this weekend. Again, happy Mother's Day to our moms and all the moms that we've loved before. Make memories this weekend. Be safe. Be smart. Happy Mother's Day. For George, I'm Gary. USC is next. We're back again on Monday morning at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.